On Air About Water presents from Zimbabwe.
How ancestors in Africa guide through drought and rain. A report by Gift Muzaruba of Radio Bridge Overseas.
What does the coming of the rains mean to you?
Well, it means that there's a lot more food for the people, those who cannot afford to just walk into a shop and get something else other than salsa. They can grow their own, they can't go to work and get earn a living. So that way they can look after themselves, because without the rain there's nothing that we can grow.
The coming of the rains to Zimbabwe imply that the concerns of the past, as far as hardships, lack of funds, lack of hope, the concerns that we had about survival are being minimized. The rains mean life.
Indeed, rains mean life in Africa, where the majority of the population survives on agriculture. In 1992, drought extended from the Sahel to southern Africa, and food had to be sourced from North and Latin America. Traditionally, Africans hold ceremonies to ask the spirits and gods above to bless them with good rains. Clairvoyants, specialized in mediating for rain, normally lead such rituals. For most Africans, this whole ceremony is a holy religion, and spiritual mediums have the final say in their special faculty, be it health, politics, or war. About 30 kilometers from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, a spiritual medium allowed us to attend his seance. We had to remove our shoes before entering his hut, where he put on black and white robes and donned a fair hat. Amid clapping of hands, he went into a trance. A high-pitched voice of Chinamora, a spirit renowned in the area for 400 years, agreed to answer our questions through an interpreter. We asked why prayers for rain were not answered during the 1992 drought. There are a number of wrongs which have been committed by today's generation, which has lost African culture, the spirit of Chinamora explained in the local Shona language. For example, bloodshed during the independence war. So the nation must be cleansed, and society must, through traditional chiefs, appease the spirits by brewing beer and slaughtering oxen. Then the way can be paved for rain prayers to be answered, said Chinamora. Canadian-trained environmental scientist Dr. Christopher Cruneri, who is also a member of the Parliament of Zimbabwe, does not prescribe to this traditional way of thinking. Dr. Cruneri.
We have massive nuclear testing, bombs, new technology. There's a greenhouse effect, which is now understood as a major factor, as a major player. You have, for Christ's sakes, deodorants, which are affecting the ozone layer. Each time you spray your armpits, you're doing damage to the environment.
This scientific explanation is not believed in rural areas. With elections due, politicians who are trying to keep pace with industrialization may have to re-examine the grassroots and look at the statements of spiritual leaders who are saying they have not been appeased and whose word is impeccable to the majority voter in rural areas. Chinamora insisted that politicians did not honor their promise, the spirit of Chinamora. Spiritual mediums were asked by nationalist leaders to back the war effort before independence, but were never approached again after independence, and as far as the spirits are concerned, the war is still on, hence the drought and economic tribulations, Chinamora said. Dr. Cruneri gives his view.
Droughts are predictable. They are cyclical in nature. We know when they'll happen. We know what causes them to happen. There are various weather transformations that are taking place in the world today. It is absolutely nothing to do in my view, with spirit mediums.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Radio Bridge Overseas connected you
on air about water.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.